Tuesday morning. And second community connection of the day this morning, I get to spend a little bit of time with my friend Gene Jensen from Panelists to Independence. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. I'm glad to be here.
And we've been trying to make the community aware of the school now for quite some time. Started off as a little pilot program over the summertime you came in to talk about. And wow, things grew from there.
We have. It's actually was our fifth year anniversary this summer.
We had a big party about it. I was ready to say, but not so much that I wanted to crawl out on that limb.
Started with two kids. We are now up to a whopping 47 or 8, I believe.
Serving a whole lot more than just Bartlesville.
A whole lot more. And it's just been growing. And we've moved our facility to the old Will Rogers. Bartlesville Public School has been very gracious in renting us that facility, which has just been the best thing for us. We now have the space for the kids to be able to kind of have the space so that they're not on top of each other when they have problems, and they've got places to go where they can kind of calm down.
When I talk to the superintendent, he has superlative things to say about the partnership, kind of one of these we should have done this a long time ago sort of thing.
It's kind of a win-win for both situations, since they were maintaining that building all along, but they were only using about a quarter of it, so now we have the rest of it, and we're kind of, you know, joined in that capacity only at this time.
And based on what I think I hear from both other states and what the state is kind of working toward, it appears as though that type of partnership could be the way things go in the future.
You know, I think everybody from the school district level and our board, you know, sits back and waits to see how the legal implications will direct us or guide us towards something different. But right now, we'll just be renting so that it's not our local, you know, public school that has that directive either.
It's serving the youngsters, and we'll guess
it is. Yeah. Everyone has the same goal in mind, and that's to do the best by all the children.
Yeah, and certainly when you look at all the items that you are providing for those students, the you know, close teacher to student ratio, the assistance that any student can require, the results are marvelous.
That's the greatest thing. And you know, just to even we have people that really want to know about the school, and the only way you can really know it is to put your feet in the door and just see the pleasure, the joy, the experience. I can't talk about it enough where you can actually really enjoy the experience until you get your foot in the door.
Yeah. Now, the students can benefit through the Henry Scholarship.
That is correct. Yeah. If they are on an IEP, and so basically their first year at 3 years old, they need to attend the public school to get that IEP. And then the state will grant that a Lindsay Nicole Henry Scholarship,
which can certainly help a family out a lot.
It helps a lot. I mean, you know, tuition is quite high. It's approximately $16,000 a year. The state pays approximately $10,000, so that leaves families with quite a big chunk at the end.
But particularly compared to with threads and without, it's a huge chunk.
Huge chunk. Yeah. Yes.
And part of the expense also can be benefiting from things like you've got an event coming up that's Dancing with the Stars event.
And that's right. That's one of our big and I'm going to say fundraisers, because I think we've raised the bar for what a fundraiser can be with Dancing with the Stars, which is going to be on November 18th at the Hilton Garden. But it will benefit the kids in general. We try to do some scholarshiping. We do as best we can to provide what the kids need, whether it be, you know, financial aid to get them through. Sometimes it's because, like you say, the 1-to-1 or 1.2-to-1 staff ratio to kids gets to be, you know, quite an expense.
Sure.
So all of our fundraising goes towards just keeping the school active and open and providing the service that we intend to provide.
Well, and the educational community realizes that any 1-to-1 or close to that, it's a major investment per student.
It is. It's a major investment for, you know, from age 3 till they're 22. So, and we graduate them. We are an accredited school program, so we graduate them just like any other school at the age of 22.
Yeah, as opposed to the typical public school high school graduation at or around age 18.
Right, exactly.
and so the task is larger. in many respects.
It is. It is. It also gives them time to find maybe some community support jobs. We try to go out in the community and find what that child's area of expertise that we can provide to the community, and then we'll work with the community business leaders to see if we can place them for even a couple hours a day, 2-3 times a week. Mm-hmm. Because that gives them life opportunities after school, so that everything that we've gained doesn't get lost after they graduate.
And that is certainly one of the basic goals of the education process. I don't care what school you're going to, is preparation for life.
Right. That's hence our name, Paths to Independence, because we tried. That's what we're working towards, is for them to be as independent as possible when they graduate.
And I don't know the numbers, but I know I've heard the stories. You've got a great success ratio so far, and I realize 5 years is only 5 years.
It seems like a lifetime, but it is. we've just done a really, what we feel is a good job. We hope to continue to just be able to support them through that. And we actually do have some of our older students that have been able to come into the school and help with our younger kids. Mm-hmm. So it's a good support system for our kids.
And to a certain extent, I'm sure that is satisfactory all the way around. The older students get a satisfying work effort, and certainly the parents love that opportunity as well.
Absolutely. As my son gets towards that period of time, and he's only 13 right now, but that does creep up quickly. It's a really nice thing to think that it's not going to end, mm-hmm. you know, that we'll continue to grow and to be able to support our community and our families with children with autism.
You mentioned the best way to find out for members of the community to really see what goes on is to set foot in the doors. Do you welcome visitors?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That and our Facebook page, which is Paths to Independence, actually is a really good place. We post pictures all the time of things that go on. Right now, we're also working on our Dancing with the Stars, and you'll mm-hmm. see our stars are being on our Facebook page in their glory. And it's a really fun way to see what's going on, see what we're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, just like Dancing with the Stars, you're working with non-dancing professionals.
I will hold that line. I'm not sure if we can say that. Some of them actually have been, you know, last year's event was so exciting and new to the community. Mm-hmm. And we have had so many people that said they would be willing to dance, and they really thought that it would be a fun event. So we have a whole new cast this year of dancers.
Okay.
Some of our dancers are the expert, and the other ones are novice. Mm-hmm. So they're teaching each other, and it's like a 2-minute dance. Great entertainment. Last year we sold out before the event, so we're, you know, wanting to, and we've already had great support.
I don't care what fundraiser you are, it doesn't matter. When you have a sellout event, that is huge.
It is huge, and we were so excited, and you know, having it be our first event, first time last year, it was kind of one of those things we weren't sure how it would go off, but we had so many people say that we raised the bar for fun in mm-hmm. the fundraising event. So
yeah, and now for those that did not experience last year, tell me about the event. Number one, we got music and we got dancing, but we have more than that.
Right. We have seven dancers. Each one of them will get up and perform with their partner. Each, you know, one does, maybe somebody does a waltz, a rumba, you know, different types of dancing. Mm-hmm. You vote when you buy a ticket, your ticket, which is $75 a ticket, but there's also levels of sponsorship, $5,000, $2,500, $1,000. And your dollar amounts that you purchase, you then use those to vote towards the couple that you want. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the dancing, they have kind of an open 5 minutes where you can go basically stuff the jar with cash to your winners. Mm-hmm. So, and we also have one of our students and one of our staff members from Past Independence that also is one of the dancing set. Mm-hmm. So you get to see the whole venue of things that we do. I will tell you that the dancers, we could kind of roast them in a little bit of a way, and that's what people want to hear also.
Sure. Well, it gives you insight. Accurate or fictional on that particular individual, you know?
Exactly. And like I said, our dancers have been so supportive and willing, and they take this very seriously. The minute they are selected, they start practicing.
Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt they, just like anyone else, it doesn't matter, if we all want to put our best foot forward, literally.
And absolutely, I would think that I probably would just get up there and, you know, ham it up. But these guys take it seriously, hence the reason I'm not one of the dancers.
Yeah, I think I would be more towards the ham it up myself, just because I already realize I have 2 feet, both of them labeled left.
Yeah. I understand.
And yes. But it's one of those things, you might as well have fun with it, because it's not going to be pretty.
Exactly, yes. So, and like I said, it's on November 18th, and the way to get tickets is to, I really, you know, push our Facebook page, because it's so much fun to see them. And we also have a leaderboard, so we'll be updating on a weekly or every other week basis as to who's leading.
Okay. The Facebook page, of course, also gives you the opportunity to engage with your audience and get some conversations going, too.
Absolutely. And we have had already. And our like I said, our tables, and I can share our dancers with you. We have Tyler Vaclaw and Katie Boatwright. We have Shelley Koster and Eric Jackal, Stacy Lard, Daniel Johnson, Sheila Stevenson and Justin Shaw, Leslie Jordan and Jason Hardy, George Hakiades, and Anna Rhodes.
It's all Greek to me.
Yeah, James Brashear and Alicia Gallimore. So those are our dancers this year, and we sure would, you know, welcome anyone, you know, wanting to come and have sponsorship tables, things like that. But it's all on our Facebook page.
And there's those sponsors that certainly make the event a fun experience, but also it makes the fundraiser actually a fundraiser, because that way the ticket sales go to what they're intended, as opposed to underwriting the cost of the event. And I realize Hilton Garden Inn is a wonderful host, but there are costs that are involved.
And you know, we try to keep all those costs as at the minimal that we can. We have lots of volunteers that help do the setup, and working with the Hilton has been really good. In fact, last year we had to sit down after the event to try to figure out where we could put more tables. Mm-hmm. Good problem to have.
Yeah, it's one of the best problems in the world to have.
Exactly. Yes.
We're bursting at the seams. There is no larger facility. What do we do with what we have?
Yes, exactly. And I know for certain we've already sold 12 tables. So we're already, you know, I think on day two we already had 5 tables that had sold. So when we opened on October 1st.
Well, I would think there's a reasonable expectation for the ones that went last year. They got to go again to see what's coming up.
Well, and the dancers from last year want to see if their competition is as good as they were last year.
You think? So this is a great event, and first of all, people can buy their tickets through your Facebook page?
The Facebook page you can link, or we have a website, www.pathstoindependence.org. Mm-hmm. You can call myself if you want, Jean Jensen, 918-914-3125, and I can direct you as to how to get that. But basically through our Facebook page is the way to be able to engage what's going on.
And that's the best way to do it. I think if people need to, first of all, go to your Facebook page, like the page, and that way you can be involved in all the conversation besides finding out everything for Dancing from the Stars.
Right. Like I said, and with, you know, we do post what we do with the kids, and what you'll see so many pictures of the kids and what's going on. And that's the part that's just exciting.
Well, yeah, you probably don't know any of the youngsters right now, but after a day or two, you're going to find you get to know them.
You certainly do, absolutely. And that's the best part of it. When I'm having not so good a day, I just have to go and spend a little time with the kids.
Yeah, that makes it a worthwhile experience all the way. I hope the next 5 years are the same growth curve that you've already had. I don't know what you'd move to, but the facility right now seems to be working out very well for you. And Dancing with the Stars, I hope you get another sellout next week.
Thank you. I expect that we will.
Jean Jensen with us this morning. Again, Paths to Independence is the school. Like their Facebook page and give them a call and say, hey, can we stop by for a tour sometime and see what goes on? You will be surprised and excited about what's going on. Get your tickets for Dancing with the Stars, the event coming up next month, downtown Bartlesville.
And now, a message from the American Migraine Foundation.
It's an absolute nightmare.
I was terrified.
It was like your head's